डॉन से किशोर दा की आवाज है बंबई नगरिया.
What's up, Shan Bhattacharya?
It's as if you're meeting me after quite a long time. We've been sitting here in this closed room for the last 3 hours. The room smells of us now.
Okay, now, but there's some news from
Vietnam.
Vietnam. What are they up to?
Baba, you're like the American president. Vietnam mein kya ho raha hai? Wahan pe deploy karte do missile mera. To kya raha scene? Acha Vietnam se maine cover padha ki aaj wahan pe na ex lovers meet hota hai, ek fair type ka hota hai, ek mela type ka.
Okay.
To wahan pe ex lovers come and meet each other.
Okay. And the purpose of this is
just aise milo, chill karo. You meet your ex lover, somebody who used to mean a lot to you at one point of time, and abhi kuch nahi hai.
But if it's an ex lover, let it be ex. Why? I mean, why would you go back and meet? What is
just meeting?
Would you meet your ex lover?
Yes, I would. I don't have a problem with it.
No, but if you had a girlfriend or a wife, would you still go ahead and meet your ex lover at this love park in Vietnam?
Love park in Vietnam? Ne pata nahi. But normal, probably yes.
And you would disclose this to your wife that I met my ex lover?
Yes. I would tell her and then...
Wow, coming from a person who's not yet married, you know, the gusto that he shows in his conviction is amazing. Makes married people like us look like, oh my God, look at this machismo right in front of us.
No, I think it's pretty chill. Yeah, you got...
Why would you go back?
I'm not going back.
You've left that girl. You have moved on with your life. There's obviously a reason that you have left that girl. And then again, your fault, her fault. Why would you go back? And say what? Hey, how's your new boyfriend or how's your new girlfriend?
Hey, how's your life? I mean, come on. You were involved with them so much at one point of time in your life. Why would a hi, hello or a normal general chit-chat...
Hi, hello is absolutely fine by mistake.
So, you don't say that you don't say that in the love park, you meet, you will give a different room, you will stay there for 4-5 days, then you don't say that.
My thing is that the concept is wrong, because if you bump into your ex in a mall or on the road, that's absolutely okay. Why would you make it into a date and go all the way back? You know, you're actually regressing.
No, you're not regressing. Absolutely not. You're not regressing. Achha, we've moved on. We've moved on from quite a few things.
Okay.
But these things, you know, for example, like cars in the 1970s and 80s, they're not used anymore, right?
Right.
A lot of things in the 1970s and 80s, you have them in your house. You don't use them anymore. But if you take a look at it once in a while, hold it in your hand,
right,
you know, feel it. Okay, this is going to be not bad. No.
Yes.
But you just take a look at it once in a while and marvel at the beauty of it.
Right.
That's got a vintage value. That doesn't mean that you're going back in life with the old things. It just means that, hey, this thing had memories with me.
Yeah, but you're talking about inanimate objects.
And, I mean, inanimate...
This is a beating heart human being.
No.
Who has given you a lot of happiness and caused you a lot of pain also.
Niladri, you want to fight now on radio? We will fight.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this!
No, but the point is, I think... The point is not about inanimate objects. You probably are not marveling at the inanimate object.
Hmm.
You are marveling and you're thinking about those memories. Meeting that ex is also about those memories. That's what I feel.
Nope. But I'd look at the mirror, look at myself, and I'd marvel because I'm from the 70s.
Mm-hmm. The point is, I would never send my kid to the same school that you've been. just illiterate, Nilaj. Shaan ki awaaz mein ek happy sa gaana aapke liye abhi.